Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're hopefully going to be ending this summer as quickly as we need to. I think the summer stunk because it was the summer of Omicron. And so even if we got over our Omicron, our friends had Omicron, and then their friends had Omicron, and then their kids had Omicron. And so, you know, it really made for a less social summer as I would have hoped. Not to mention things were pretty expensive. So this was not one of my favorite summers. But another reason why this was not one of my favorite summers is because Australia had some pretty nasty flu statistics. And the last thing I need is any more epidemics, pandemics, or outbreaks, or any more infectious disease. I'd really like a break. I've been working every day straight since 2019. However, we do need to brace ourselves for the upcoming school year, the upcoming cough and cold season, the upcoming flu and pneumonia season. So even though COVID does its waves and does its things, we still have other bugs. So in order for us to figure out and to predict what our flu season could be like, we have to look at what's happening in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, the Southern Hemisphere celebrates Christmas. Well, I think they celebrate Christmas December 25th. It's just they don't have snow. Their winter season is now. And their peak flu season ends up being July, August. So we're getting some numbers in. And we're being told that the numbers that we are seeing in terms of Australia and their flu season is higher than pre-pandemic. Now, our flu season was abated because of COVID, right? The COVID competed and out-competed flu. COVID outsmarted flu. COVID outsmarted us. You know, here we were thinking our bandanas on our face were really protecting us. No. Here we were thinking just because you were vaccinated, you weren't going to get the virus. No. COVID will make its way to us, and it will be as wily as it wants to. So when COVID wanted to attack the respiratory tree, yeah, you could be infected with two viruses at once, but COVID was so dominant that flu didn't really have a chance. And if flu didn't have enough hosts to jump on and utilize, because COVID was forcing the cells to make more COVID. So, you know, flu didn't really get a chance to get in there. It's kind of like a menage a trois, right? Sometimes there's just so much activity between two, you really can't get in there. Not that I've ever been a part of one, but that's what I heard. So same thing with flu. Flu cannot get into there, you know, that the action. So some of the data that we're getting out of Australia now, all right, is coming from the Australian Influenza Surveillance Report and Activity Updates from the Australian government. And the data is showing that, and I apologize, I have a, I want to give credit to credit's due. I like the way USA Today has, I haven't graphed any of this, so I'm using USA Today's information here. But they had said that the data is showing that by mid-July this year, nearly 205,000 cases were reported of flu, 181 people died, 1,500 hospitalizations, 6.7% admitted. Now, that might not look like a big number compared to us. I mean, with us, we have millions that get the flu. Our average flu season ranges anywhere from 20,000 to 80,000 people dying. But Australia is smaller, and having not had flu for the past few years, these numbers, they say, are striking. According to Andy Picos, virologist at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, flu cases increased at a very high rate and ended up being the highest rate that they've seen in I'm not sure how long. When cases went down, quote, they stabilized at a higher baseline than what we saw pre-pandemic. So flu cases in Australia have outpaced 2019 flu cases. That's when 150,000 cases were reported by mid-July. Experts say this may be due to increased transmission or because flu season began earlier this year, cases gained momentum in April. Now, I would take this data still with a grain of salt because I think COVID was here in 2019. So when they say that their levels are higher than pre-pandemic 2019, I'd almost rather use a 2018 date or time range as pre-pandemic because nobody is being very forthcoming with what the hell happened with COVID. And we are assuming that it got leaked out of the lab in China around August of 2019. Now, you could say, well, that was the end of Australia's flu season. Maybe. It was starting to come out of the peak of Australia's flu season. So I'd give you that. But what if COVID had been around the summer of 2019? So I would rather see numbers from 2018 as opposed to 2019 because if COVID started to compete with flu, you know, could have done it in 2019. But still not to the degree where we couldn't use those numbers. So what we do when we try to figure out our flu shot is we try to guess what strains are coming towards us. We'd like to use Australia's data, but Australia's data comes in too late. Look, we're getting Australia's data now, yet our flu shots are already being shipped to the pharmacies. We have to figure out our flu shot by February of the season before. So February 2022 is when the public officials decide which flu shot or what the flu shot is going to be made of. Then it has to get made, manufactured, tested, and then we get it into the pharmacies by end of August, early September. So we make our best guess. Right now, Australia is saying we do not have any necessarily strong data on how well the vaccine did. They said it is too early to assess vaccine match and effectiveness. They said most of the influenza they had were influenza A, H1N1. Then 93% of the cases were H3N2. And then, you know, you did have the B and all that, but interestingly, influenza A, especially H1N1, seemed to be the higher one. Now, H1N1 was our swine flu epidemic back in 2009, so or that strain of it. So it'll be interesting. We'll keep you guys posted, obviously, here, 1-877-DOCTALLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of my friends have reached out to me about monkeypox and asked, you know, do I really need to worry? Am I really going to get this? Is it really that big a deal? But what are we seeing in the hospitals? Well, monkeypox is expanding in terms of the cases being recorded. And mind you, testing is still trying to catch up. We don't have it as ubiquitous as we do COVID testing. But we're already about, 12,800 cases in the U.S., 38,000 cases globally. So each day we're going up by about 1,000 in terms of cases clocked in to the CDC. And so, yeah, the numbers are rising. We're not looking at COVID pandemic. But I got to tell you, those numbers do make me a little nervous. But when people say, look, you know, we have TPOX, we have vaccines, you know, is it a big deal? I say, well, you don't want to get it because it can scar also. Not only are we worried about hospitalization and death and other things that monkeypox could do, because we aren't really used to monkeypox, But you get monkeypox on your face, it could scar. Where do I get the vaccine? How do I sign up? And I think we have a huge generation of, or I'm sorry, a huge population of individuals in younger generations that never got chicken pox. And for those of us that got the chicken pox, we are still marred by chicken pox scars. I got one on my I think I got two chicken pox scars on my lips. I got a bunch of chicken pox scars when I got it. And, you know, even though you try not to itch, I believe it's a dermal pustule. And so when you get something in your epidermis, like a very superficial pimple or something, you won't scar, a superficial cut. But once it hits the dermis, you have the potential to scar. So many of us Gen X's and baby boomers are, you know, plagued with our chickenpox scars. But millennials and Gen Z's who had the chickenpox vaccine or they got mild chickenpox and never got it on their face don't, you know, they don't really have the comprehension of a pox virus can scar you. Well, a gentleman, a very handsome one, he's actually, I believe, a gay porn star, posted pictures of what monkeypox did to his face. And he said he's scarring. He shared his photographs of how his monkeypox symptoms developed over a month. He graduated from small bumps he thought were razor burn, which is something else we're going to talk about, to huge blisters that can leave him scarred. And they actually look like they're, you know, they might not go away that quickly. His name is Silver Steel of Houston, Texas. And he started getting monkeypox around July 11th. There were just little pimple-like white spots. He started to get them around his mouth. Then they developed into painful blisters. Then they scabbed over and started healing. And my concern is that he will now have multiple scars by his face. I mean, luckily he overcame it. But he doesn't have pox all over his body like you see with the textbook cases. He has them primarily around his mouth. So I posted a couple pictures on what early monkeypox looks like because people are calling in and they say, this is interesting. You know, I don't usually get acne and I got some spots here. And the spots look like little pimples, little whiteheads, little pustules. So they're like, all right, well, it's probably acne, so just give me antibiotics. Well, early monkeypox, and I don't want to scare anybody, but early monkeypox can look like a simple pimple. The CDC has a graphic, and they worked with, I believe, the UK Health Agency, and some of the early monkeypox lesions can look like razor burn, can look like acne, can look like an ingrown hair. And my concern is people ignore it until it gets bad. And if there is treatment, you know, and if there is something we can do to intervene and hopefully stop spread, I want to let people know. Now, there's a group of individuals who are very exhausted from the whole COVID chaos, and I totally get that, such that they are extending that exhaustion or that boy who cried wolf to monkeypox. And I understand people are mad at Fauci. They're mad at how governors did lockdowns. For the love of God, don't let the public official chaos and cluster that happened with COVID extend to your concerns with monkeypox. All right, I'm not saying monkeypox is going to be as big as COVID, but you don't want to get it. And this monkeypox appears to be very contagious. I know people say, oh, but it's only in the men who have sex with men community. Not entirely. I think we have our eighth child now that, you know, came down with monkeypox. And I've seen lots of new spots coming on people, and I say, take them in. This could be monkeypox. Get this checked out. All right? If you could pick up monkeypox, not only by sexual contact, not necessarily STD transmitted through fluids, we're still studying that, but in terms of rubbing up against somebody, you could also get it from shaking somebody's hand. You could get it from a hug. You could get it from touching something that they touched. If they scratch themselves, then they touch the chair, and then you touch that chair, you could transmit it, or you could pick it up. It's also spread by respiratory droplet transmission. So when you see that every day we're going up by another 1,000 cases, that signifies, one, we're getting better at testing, But two, this is a very contagious virus. And so, you know, I know some of you are like, well, I don't really care. I don't really want to get another vaccine. I doubt I'm going to be hospitalized. I'm pretty healthy. All right, just keep in mind, you got monkeypox, you could scar. So please, try not to touch face. Try not to touch anything. It's interesting. I'm almost seeing people more concerned about social distancing and not touching things without sanitizing with monkeypox than with COVID. People don't want monkeypox. But we've had now an eighth child come up positive. There's been at least a pregnant woman. There's been multiple cisgender women. This is not just a very isolated outbreak in one community. So, to recap, the lesions of early monkeypox can look like a simple pimple. It could look like a simple scab. It could look like you scratched yourself. It could look like razor burn. If you at all have any lesions that just don't make a lot of sense and they shouldn't be there, get it checked out. I know some of you will say, but I haven't had sex. It doesn't matter. You don't just get this during sex. You get this from touching things. And you know, we don't want everybody to panic. I understand, you know, the World Health Organization is looking for new names, right? So people are trying to call it, you know, pharmaceutical pox or, you know, big money pox or things like that. This is something I really don't want. All right. I mean, I am so grateful we have the chicken pox vaccine because chicken pox sucked. And I had kids who were on steroids and who were fighting asthma, having horrific chicken pox because the steroids subdued their immune system and they ended up getting a more severe chicken pox. We have tons of people on steroids right now because they can't get pain medicines that easily. Their doctors are just doling out steroids for their pain. People are also taking a crap load of steroids for their COVID and long COVID. This is setting up for a disaster when it comes to monkeypox. If you are on steroids, there is a chance that rather than things being subdued in terms of drama with the illness, it could suppress your immune system. Now, there's one case of a gentleman, and I posted the picture on Facebook, but I posted it on a thread, on one of my threads, because it was just too grotesque to just have as its own entry. But his nose started to rot away from the monkeypox. He was HIV positive. He caught monkeypox. And then a few days later, his nose started to gray and turn black. So it became necrotic. And I know it looks like a hairy cell leukoplakia or something like that. They're saying that this is a necrotic nose that started to die and turn black. His PCR confirmed he was infected with monkeypox. He was taken to the hospital. He was treated. But he had undiagnosed syphilis and HIV. And this, I believe, happened in the UK. And if you look at his nose, it's completely ravaged by, it's black, gray, green, hairy looking. It's horrible for him. So, you know, don't underestimate this. I get it that, and we predicted this. We predicted that what public officials did and the circus that COVID was going to cause a complacency when it came to new illnesses coming our way. Make sure you wash your hands. Try not to touch things that other people touch. But this is something that sadly can spread more, and you don't want it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau reported on Wednesday retail sales were flat in July, while June numbers were revised downward slightly. Retail sales were unchanged in July, below expectations, as consumers faced a slowing economy and persistent inflation. It should be noted retail sales do not adjust for inflation. Adding to the recession we're all feeling every day in America, President Biden signed his partisan tax and spend bill Tuesday, putting Americans hundreds of billions of dollars further in debt. The bipartisan Congressional Budget Office is reporting the president's numbers are wrong.
I'm keeping my campaign commitment. No one, let me emphasize, no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes. This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday, President Biden signed into law his Inflation Reduction Act. This bill is supposed to do a number of things. I think we all disagree on what the end result is going to be. But it is touted as one of Biden's strongest moves in office. I'm nervous, very, very nervous, because I think the spending got us here. I also don't like the idea of taxing anybody. I think the cost, you know, gets shared onto the consumer. We already have very high prices already of things. Things are pretty costly right now. And I think there's a 15% minimum tax rate for large corporations. I understand large corporations are believed to be super rich and have all this overflowing money, and they might. But one thing about large corporations is people get fired if the bottom line changes. And so if they have to pay more taxes, what corporations know how to do is figure out how to get that money from something else so nobody has to change their salaries. None of the suits or executives have to change their salaries. So if there is going to be an increase tax burden on corporations, that means there's going to be job loss and there's going to be higher prices extended to consumers. That's just the way it goes. And I know people say, well, just tax the rich, just tax the rich. It doesn't work that way. It's anytime, you know, when you tax the rich, you end up paying as well. Just like with gas. If these refineries and oil refineries keep getting, you know, hit with certain regulations and costs and all that, then we carry that cost. Just how it works. So some of you have asked, what is in the bill? So I urge you to go to the White House website for the White House version. All right? And this is what the White House says is in the bill. They say that the bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, is going to cut prescription drug costs. They say Americans pay 2 to 3 times what other citizens pay for other countries for prescription drugs. And 5 to 7 million Medicare beneficiaries could see the prescription drug costs go down because Medicare can now negotiate prescription drug costs. Obviously, pharmaceutical companies don't like that because Medicare can undercut, can cause them to lose, some of their profits. And even though most people don't play a violin for pharmaceutical companies, if a pharmaceutical company doesn't feel like they're going to get their money back on their R&D and on their, you know, production and manufacturing and distribution, they're going to be less likely to make some of the drugs, especially some of the life-saving expensive ones. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And we do predict a new medicine shortage as many pharmaceutical companies are getting spanked when it comes to narcotics, spanked when it comes to, you know, antibiotics and new medications not being put on formularies. So we'll see what happens. 50 million Americans, they say, with Medicare Part D will have peace of mind knowing their costs at the pharmacy are going to be capped at $2,000 a year. That'll benefit about 1.4 million beneficiaries. 3.3 million Medicare beneficiaries with diabetes will benefit from a guarantee that their insulin costs are capped at $35 for a month's supply. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought Trump already did that. I thought Trump worked to cap insulin. But I guess maybe it isn't. So for some reason, it had to be done again. 13 million Americans will still save an average of $800 per year on their health insurance premiums. Meanwhile, the other 350 million Americans are paying higher prices for insurance premiums. 3 million more Americans will have health insurance than without the law. That's nice if it was true. I speak to people every single day on telemedicine that have insurance, but it still costs them too much to go to the doctor, so they try to do telemedicine. Because they have health insurance, but their copay is $40, and they don't want to spend the $40. They say the uninsured rate is at an all-time low. Well, just because you're insured doesn't necessarily mean you're actually getting medical care. They say 187 million the pharmaceutical industry spent on lobbying, and they are defeating the special interests. All right, so they're going after you know, all the money they gave pharmaceutical companies for the Pfizer shot, the Moderna shot, and vaccines, and now for monkeypox vaccines. They have to still insult them and criticize them and squeeze them. So what do you want from pharmaceutical companies? Do you want medications? Do you want vaccines? Do you want production? Do you want it now? People were saying, oh, they're taking too long. Well, Okay, what do you want? You got to pick one, guys. You either are a fan of pharmaceutical companies and grateful for what they do, or you dislike them, but you got to choose one. So now clean energy. They say families that take advantage of clean energy and electric vehicles will get tax credits that could save more than $1,000 per year. Now, since the average electric vehicle is anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000, I don't think $1,000 really helps me, but it may help you. $14,000 in direct consumer rebates for families to buy heat pumps or other energy-efficient home appliances. That would save families $350 a year. They say 7.5 million more families will be able to install solar on their roofs with a 30% tax credit, saving families $9,000 over the life of the system, or at least $300 per year. I'm telling you guys, if I could afford going solar, I would have. These tax credits help, but I'm not ready to spend that money now. See, that's the thing. These things might help in the long run. You will save money with an electric vehicle in the long run, but you got to come out with the money now. They want power homes, businesses, and communities with much more clean energy by 2030. So they want 950 million solar panels, 120,000 wind turbines, 2,300 grid-scale battery plants. They also want rural electric cooperative clean energy projects in rural areas to help 42 million people. They want to strengthen climate resilience and protect nearly 2 million acres of national forests. They want to create millions of good-paying jobs making clean energy in America. These all sound nice. It's just, how are we paying for it now? This is going to be very, very painful from a money printing inflation standpoint. And those who are wealthy may be able to put solar panels on. But, I mean, if you're in an apartment, you can't put solar panels on your apartment. You know, it's not practical. It's going to be the wealthy individuals that are going to be able to have the money to do that. I don't know a lot of non-wealthy people having Teslas. They're expensive. These electric cars are expensive. They want to reduce greenhouse emissions by 1 gigaton. That's nice. I support that. They also deploy clean energy and reduce particle pollution from fossil fuels. I'm for that. Who's paying for it? They say in terms of taxing, they are going to tax the top 1% of earners. They say 15% minimum tax on corporate profits. Okay, so if corporations aren't making a lot of profit because they're reinvesting and you could say, well, that corporation brings in $10 million a year. Yeah, but if that's gross, okay, $124 billion savings, they say, over 10 years of the Inflation Reduction Act. It's going to be generated from collecting taxes already owed by wealthy people and large corporations. This is why the IRS was bulked up. No family making less than $400,000 will see their taxes go up by a penny. They may not get taxed specifically, but their cost of things are going to go up. They believe the Inflation Act will achieve hundreds of billions in deficit reduction. I don't see how. So, that's what they're touting, and that's what he signed. We'll see. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Milo asks, why isn't the government going after those who did PPP fraud as opposed to corporations and get that money back? So I don't know if you guys have been kind of following what's happening with the PPP, EIDL fraud, the Paycheck Protection Program, and the COVID-19 Economic Injury Disaster Loan fraud. There's been estimates that $76 billion in that COVID relief money was taken illicitly, which was about 10% of the $800 billion budget. $76 billion we should be getting back. We don't really have a lot of individuals, however, that have gotten, I believe, arrested. I'm hearing from one report from NBC News about 178 people have been convicted so far. There are many more prosecutions coming, but I don't know how diligently they're doing it. What I do know is the statute of limitation has been extended because it could take them years to figure this out. So there were a couple bills signed last week. The PPP Bank Fraud Enforcement Harmonization Act of 2022 extends to 10 years the statutes of limitation for fraud to be brought in connection with the PPP loan applications. And then there's the COVID EIDL, which is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, fraud statutes of limitations, also gives prosecutors 10 years to file fraud charges connected to loan applications from that program. So if you guys remember, those of us with small businesses, when we were forced to lock up, kick our employees out who wanted to feed their families, kick out paying customers, to lock down because of the COVID virus, the government was going to, you know, be facing some pretty bad revolutionary activity if they didn't either let us go back to work or allow us to feed our families. And they didn't want massive unemployment. So they said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give every business that applies, if they apply within the window or time frame or we have funds for, money. We will just give you money to pay your staff. If you don't use it for staff, I think originally 80% of it had to go to staff, and then, or 85% of it had to go to staff, and then they changed it to 60-40 because people said, look, we could pay our staff, we just can't pay our rent. And for some reason, the eviction moratorium isn't applying to us. Our landlords want us to pay our rent. So then they allowed it to be a 60-40. But they gave people money based on, I believe it was 8 weeks of employee payroll. And, or I think what they did is they gave 3 times 6 weeks. I have to double check the numbers. And that was supposed to be so you don't fire your staff, you pay your staff, you keep them on, such that when you do get to reopen, they're ready to go. Well, many people got the money early on, and they were still forced to lock down. So they said, all right, we're going to have a second wave, and then we'll have a third wave. So for those companies who really tried to pay their staff, and you had to show proof. In fact, we received a small amount of money. We put it in a separate account to show how every single draw went towards payroll and went towards exactly what it was supposed to. So that if there was an audit, you're like, you see, all that money went to payroll. All that money went to, you know, here's the payroll, here's the... Yeah. And fortunately for us, though, we were able to reopen again in 6 weeks. So we didn't need to keep borrowing. We didn't need to keep asking for disaster relief. And so, in fact, and we hired, I think you had to hire at least 90% of your staff back. We hired everybody back and then some. Because we didn't want anybody thinking that that money was going to anything else. We're like, it all went to people, payroll. And then if there was any left over, I don't think there was. Obviously, the rent payments are there because we still paid rent. We were not able to defer rent. So some people got $20,000. Some people got $30,000. In fact, there's a lot of controversy over Tom Brady, Khloe Kardashian, and leave Tom Brady alone. I love Tom Brady. But they said celebrities like Jay-Z, Kanye West, Khloe Kardashian received millions in government PPP, Payment Protection Program loans. Daily Mail is revealing the exact amounts that the millionaires took out from the program. Kanye West LLC, Yeezy LLC, borrowed $2.3 million. 1.7 of it spent on payroll for 106 staff. Khloe Kardashian's denim brand took a loan of $1.2 million. That was for the payroll of 57 workers. The full amount plus interest was forgiven. Remember, these were forgiven. These loans were forgiven as long as you paid, as long as the majority of the money went to the staff. Then you didn't have to pay it back. If not, you had to pay it back. So most of these cases, the loan was forgiven. I believe Tom Brady, how much did he get? Oh, now universities got a whole bunch. Universities got, they were getting millions each. Jared Kushner got a $3 million PPP loan. Paul Pelosi got $1.7 million. Reese Witherspoon got $975,000. Tom Brady, $960,000. But here's my thing with that, okay? When you force a corporation or an individual to kick everybody out of the office, I think they had every right to access the money. I don't think Tom Brady or Khloe Kardashian did anything wrong. The whole purpose of that was not to fire millions of staff. Now, millions of people quit because they made more money on unemployment with the extra $600 a week. But, you know, you had to show that you tried to hire them back, and you had to show all the money you paid for payroll. And so, you know, I don't necessarily blame Reese Witherspoon, Tom Brady, Jay-Z, because you told everybody that they couldn't work, that their restaurants, that their, you know, shoe stores, that the bars, the schools, whatever they run, had to close down. And you have employees. So the money wasn't about the millionaires. The money was about the employees. Some of them minimum wage workers who were still trying to, pay their families. So they were still able to make income. And so, this was obviously unprecedented. We never had a situation like this where the government... Now, I understand there might have been some lockdowns during the Spanish flu, but not to the degree where, you know, you even think about opening up, you're getting arrested. I mean, we're not talking about people trying to steal TVs and things like that. We're talking about people who are trying to open up to support their family and, you know, feed people. And it was an absolute disaster. So here we were. Making, you know, sending out billions of dollars. Was it $800 billion? Where did that money come from? We printed it. And we knew that if we were going to give, you know, millions of dollars to all these individuals and all these corporations, that the money was obviously going to have to be printed, and that was going to result in inflation later. And that's where we are right now, which is why I can't blame Putin for this, because this money was spent years ago. This money was made years ago. So, I understand, you know, I mean, Nancy Pelosi's husband, not sure what his company is, but technically, if these corporations had employees and that money went to the employees, then it's not necessarily nefarious, illegal. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They had to maintain their staff. And if they don't have money to maintain their staff, they would have fired them. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.